Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beattie of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during October. It's definitely not summer anymore, so before you head out, make sure you're dressed warmly, and grab a blanket, a folding chair, or one of those reclining loungers so that you can lean way back, then find a spot that's far away from bright lights with a clear view all around the horizon. Okay, let's head out. If you go out early in the month, the moon will be up in the sky after sunset. And it was the same deal back in September. Why so? It's because it takes the moon 29 and a half days, just under 1 month, to go through a complete cycle of phases. So on the same date, from 1 month to the next, you'll see that the moon looks pretty much the same and in roughly the same part of the sky. This month we get a full moon on October 14th. It's known as the Hunter's Moon. Normally the moon rises and sets about an hour later each night. But if you watch on the days after the 14th, you'll notice that the moon continues to come up while it's still twilight. It has to do with the shallow angle between the moon's orbit and the horizon at this time of year. Before we get too deep into October, as twilight fades, I want you to look over in the south, well to the left of where the sun sets. If you've got a clear view in that direction, you should see the planet Jupiter. All summer long, the king of planets was riding high in the sky, but this month it starts sinking toward the glow of sunset. Meanwhile, Venus is hovering above the southwestern horizon as twilight fades. As the month progresses, you'll find it a little easier to spot this brilliant evening star, even though it's not really a star. It sets roughly an hour after the sun on the 1st, and 2 hours afterward by the 31st. Now, make a quarter turn to your right so that you're facing northwest. See anything familiar over the horizon? It's our old friend, the Big Dipper. We're used to seeing the Dipper higher in the sky, but here it is not far above the horizon. As the starry sky turns westward through the changing seasons, old constellations sink into the sunset and new ones rise up in the east. But for star patterns like the Big Dipper, in the northern part of the sky, this seasonal shift becomes a slow, counterclockwise rotation around Polaris, the North Star. Polaris isn't the brightest star in the sky, but it's easy to find. Look for the two stars on the right side of the Big Dipper's bowl. Now, draw an imaginary line through them, and follow that line upward and to the right until you spot a medium bright star pretty much all by itself. There you go, that's Polaris. Now, clench your fist at arm's length and measure 3 fists to the upper right of Polaris. You'll see a group of 5 stars, crudely shaped like a 3. Or maybe you'll see them as a broad W tipped up on its left corner. The whole pattern is a little bigger than your clenched fist. This is the constellation Cassiopeia, who is a queen in Greek mythology. I gotta tell you, this doesn't look much like a queen to me. Nope, when someone says Cassiopeia, I immediately think W. You'll see that Cassiopeia and the Big Dipper are situated on opposite sides of the North Star. So when one is high up, the other is down low. The Dipper dominates in spring and summer, while Cassiopeia rules in fall and winter. For you meteor buffs, October is a so-so month. Every year around the 21st, Earth passes through the modest Orionid meteor shower, which produces extra handfuls of shooting stars from midnight to dawn on several nights. But this year, there'll be some interference from the last quarter moon. If you have a good dark sky, you might spot an Orionid about once every 5 or 10 minutes. They're called Orionids because if you trace their streaks back across the sky, they appear to come from the constellation of Orion, which rises up in the east around 11 p.m. Oh, one more thing. In case you hadn't noticed, Halloween isn't just for kids anymore. It's become a big-time celebration for adults, too, with grown-up costumes, parties, and an ever-growing spectacle of gaudy decorations. It's all good fun, and I'll admit that we trot out our share of plastic pumpkins and fuzzy spiders. But late October also brings great observing weather. The temperatures are usually pleasant, the bugs have vanished, and there's plenty to look at up above. So when trick-or-treaters invade our neighborhood, I set up my telescope on our driveway. I figure a few passing goblins might want to take a quick peek through the eyepiece. It's always a big hit, and you should try it too. This Halloween, the moon will be a razor-thin crescent low in the southwest right after sunset, with Venus parked above it. Jupiter will be a slam dunk up in the south. If you want more sky watching tips, check out skyandtelescope.com. Next month, I'll explain why Queen Cassiopeia is not a happy camper. Until then, I wish you clear skies.